Hello.
Hi, Elvin. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. So
okay.
I understand that you were calling in to make a payment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the card we have is still good, but if it is, we just need the expiration. We have one ending in 8106. But if it's not that card, let me know and we'll update the whole number.
Let me pull it one thing and see if it's just the right one.
Okay,
What number you say?
It's a Visa ending in 8106.
Okay. Let's see what the deal with this.
This one says that we just need a new expiration month, year, and code on the back.
Let me give me 1 second. Let me see if I get this one. To use this one.
Do you want me to just update the whole card?
Let's see. Wait 1 second.
Sure. Take your time.
Yeah, let's update it.
The whole thing. Okay. So go ahead with the card number when you're ready, Elvin.
It's going to be 1427.
Okay.
4255.
Got it.
2473.
Mm-hmm.
5640.
Okay, expiration.
827.
And the code on the back?
531.
Okay. Still the 24th Street for the billing address?
27, what is that?
I have 903 24th Street. If that's changed, I can update it for you too.
No, it is the same.
The same. Okay.
Yeah.
So I will get your.
This is one time. This is one time payment, or is
some kind of how that work?
What I did last time we spoke is I adjusted your pricing to $149 monthly, and I'm also putting 30 days on your next billing. So what you just paid has you paid in full until September 20th. So if you wanted to use this card for just a one-time, what I can do is I can go back in and put a different card on file for next month, because if you forget to call us, it will bill to this card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but again, nothing will happen until September 20th. So if you wanted to, you know, kind of leave it on this card for now until you decide what to do, you can do that too. Just make sure to call us before the 20th to update.
Okay. All right. So let me ask you, I was trying to see what's going on. What about if I If I call you to stop this, it's not gonna affect the company. The thing is because I don't want if I decide to stop working with this,
You say, what can happen? You say I gotta call you before 20, man. Like 3 days before.
Yes. So you're on a month-to-month subscription. You can cancel your program at any time. But in order to prevent the next month's charges, all we ask is that you call us 3 business days prior to your billing.
Okay. So example, if it's going to be 20, I mean, if you're going to be on 20, I gotta call like 17 if it's in a week.
That's right. That's exactly right. Honestly, between you and me, Elvin, even if you called on the 19th and you got it before the 20th, you would be able to cancel without any further charges. The reason we say 3 days is just in case you call on a Friday late and we don't get the message until Monday, or if there's a Labor Day holiday or something and then 3 days goes by before, you know what I mean? But as long as you let us know before the 20th, you would be able to cancel with any further charges.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. It sounds good to me.
Okay. So, and thank you for clarifying that, and thank you for making the payment. We got everything going for you. So, in the meantime, have a really nice rest of your week, too, okay?
Okay. All right. You did the same.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that, Elvin. Okay. Bye-bye.